Welcome to my latest book, On the Edge, The Art of Risking Everything. I'm Nate Silver, and I'm here to take you on a journey through the world of professional risk-takers, a group I call The River. These are the people who shape our modern world, from poker players and hedge fund managers to crypto enthusiasts and AI developers. They live on the edge, constantly adapting to uncertainty and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. The River and the Village. Let's start by understanding the two competing worldviews I explore in this book, the river and the village. The river represents those who thrive in uncertainty, constantly adapting and taking calculated risks. On the other hand, the village favors stability, structure, and minimizing exposure to the unknown. The village is what you might call the East Coast establishment, media, academia, old money. It's a world where people are afraid of offending others or saying the wrong thing. The river, by contrast, is a world of what some might call degenerate gamblers. But it's more than that. It's a sprawling ecosystem of highly analytical and competitive individuals, stretching from poker tables to Wall Street to Silicon Valley. As our world becomes increasingly complex and uncertain, understanding the mindset of those who navigate the river becomes crucial. They're the ones driving innovation, shaping financial markets, and pushing the boundaries of technology. But their approach isn't without flaws, and that's what makes this exploration so fascinating. The art of calculated risk. Now, let's dive into the world of professional gamblers and explore how their strategies apply beyond the casino floor. Take poker, for instance. It's not just about the cards you're dealt. It's about reading your opponents, managing your resources, and knowing when to fold or go all in. I spent several years as a professional poker player, and I can tell you, the skills you develop at the table are surprisingly applicable to many aspects of life and business. You learn to think probabilistically, to detach emotions from decisions, and to constantly update your strategies based on new information. But it's not just about poker. Sports betting, for example, requires a deep understanding of statistics and the ability to spot inefficiencies in the market. I've met bettors who have developed sophisticated models to predict game outcomes, often outperforming so-called experts. The key takeaway here is that successful risk-takers don't just rely on gut instinct or luck. They're highly analytical, always looking for an edge, and they understand that sometimes, the best move is to walk away from a bad bet. Silicon Valley and the high-stakes game of innovation. Let's shift gears and look at how the river mentality plays out in the world of tech and innovation. Silicon Valley is, in many ways, the ultimate expression of the river mindset. It's a place where people are willing to risk everything on ideas that might seem crazy to outsiders. Take someone like Elon Musk. Love him or hate him, you can't deny that he embodies the river mentality. He's constantly pushing boundaries, taking enormous risks, and thinking on a scale that most people can't even comprehend. But here's the thing, he's not always right, and his impulsiveness can sometimes lead to serious problems. This is where we see both the power and the potential pitfalls of the river mentality. On one hand, it drives innovation and pushes us forward as a society. On the other, it can lead to recklessness and destructive behavior when taken to extremes. I've had the opportunity to speak with numerous tech entrepreneurs and venture capitalists, and what strikes me is their ability to think in terms of expected value. They're not just looking at the potential upside of an investment, they're carefully weighing the probabilities of success against the potential losses. The dark side of risk, lessons from Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, let's talk about a cautionary tale that illustrates what can happen when the river mentality goes wrong. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX, is a perfect example of how the pursuit of expected value calculations can lead to catastrophic failure when taken to extremes. I had the surreal experience of visiting SBF in the Bahamas before the collapse of FTX. What struck me was how isolated he was, surrounded by yes-men and enablers. He had very little outside advice. His girlfriend ran his hedge fund. His parents worked for him. When you're worth billions on paper, people tend to tell you what you want to hear rather than give you honest feedback. The lesson here is that even in the world of high-stakes risk-taking, you need checks and balances. You need people who will challenge your assumptions and keep you grounded in reality. The river mentality can drive incredible innovation and wealth creation, but without proper safeguards, it can also lead to spectacular failures that hurt not just the risk-taker, but countless others as well. Existential risks and the future of humanity. Let's conclude by zooming out to the biggest picture possible, the future of humanity itself. The river mentality isn't just about making money or building companies. It's also about grappling with existential risks that could shape the fate of our species. I've had fascinating conversations with people like Eliezer Yudkowsky about the potential risks of artificial general intelligence, AGI. These are individuals who are thinking probabilistically about scenarios that most people dismiss as science fiction. They're asking questions like, what are the odds that AGI could pose an existential threat to humanity? How do we mitigate those risks? Similarly, I've spoken with experts who are applying river-style thinking to other global challenges, from climate change to pandemic preparedness. What's striking is how they balance a clear-eyed assessment of potential catastrophes with a pragmatic approach to finding solutions. This is where I believe the river mentality is most crucial. As we face increasingly complex global challenges, we need people who can think probabilistically, who aren't afraid to consider low probability but high impact events, and who can devise strategies to navigate uncertainty. In conclusion, the art of risking everything isn't about reckless gambling or blind optimism. It's about developing a nuanced understanding of risk and reward, about being willing to challenge conventional wisdom, and about having the courage to act in the face of uncertainty. Whether you're a poker player, an entrepreneur, or someone grappling with the big questions facing humanity, I hope this book gives you tools to navigate our increasingly complex world. Remember, we're all on the edge in some way. The question is, how will you choose to navigate the river?